Good morning, Mayor. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach, according to the Chinuch, contains 9 mitzvos, 5 positive, and 4 restrictions. Parshas Korach, just like Parshas Shlach last week, is one of those parshios that each year does not get easier. We ask ourselves the obvious question, how could such a smart man be so foolish? Oy, Korach Pikeach Oya, the rabbis teach us, he was not only a smart person, not only a wealthy person, he had, quote, everything, but as we're taught in Pirkei Avos, Kino, Taiva, Kovod, whoa. If a person has jealousy of the next one, if a person doesn't realize, how can the Torah ask us not to be jealous? After all, you're going to say to me, it's a natural thing. So let's not start with Korach. Let's start with the Ten Commandments. Maybe Hashem should only have given us 9, because after all, the 10th commandment is beyond man's capabilities. It's a natural thing. You have something nicer, bigger, more potential, whatever, more than I have. So why should you have it? After all, I'm probably better than you. Hashem, you probably made a mistake. So listen carefully, everybody. In order to accept and appreciate and value number 10, thou shalt not covet, I need to have number 1. Number 1 is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There is a God, and He is the Manhig. He's the one that leads this world. And He is the one that gives each and every one of us our own identity, our own tafkid, our own purpose in this world. And guess what? He gives us whatever we need personally to achieve that tafkid. And therefore, you might have more money than me, because your tafkid is to be about tzedakah. So you can't fulfill your tafkid of being Baal Tzedakah unless He gives you the means to give Tzedakah. Now you're going to tell me, by having a lot of money, I am being tested. Am I going to use that money for more and more and more luxuries for me and my family? Or no, I'm going to use it. Mamish, this is the Daf Yomi that we are literally involved with now. You're going to tell me it's by chance, okay. But Mamish, this is Tzedakah. That Tzedakah is a very big test, right? Let me stick to the topic. But what was the whole idea of the Book of Rus? Elimelech, he had it. And come on, rather than share it, we know the tragic story. Just for that, remember, Aseir, if the Baal Kori is going to read it to Asher, we're going to correct him. But the Gemara teaches us just that, the Gemara in Tanis, that if you give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the opportunity to do more. So here, very quickly, Korach was jealous of his first cousin. Come on. The one that was appointed over Kahas, Elitzaphon, right? The idea is that the Torah teaches us that Levi has 3 sons, Gershon, Kahas, Umarari. And Kahas has 4 sons, okay? The 4 sons are Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Having said that, Amram, the oldest son, he has Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, Moshe, the Melech, and Miriam, whoa. So that's Amram, the first son. So Yitzhar is the second son. So who should be, come on, the Nasi of the part, the Levium of Kohos? It should go to the second son. There I am, Korach ben Yitzhar. So it should have been Korach. He felt slighted. When, listen carefully now, the Torah teaches us in Parshas Bamidbar, chapter 3, verse 30, that the Nasi of Kohos was Elitzaphan ben Uziel, the son, his cousin of the younger brother, the youngest. Ah, why should it go to him? It should go to me. I'm more capable. I'm entitled. I. This is the kina of Korach, and this is what did him in. Okay. As a result of that, the parsha continues, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a miracle, as Moshe asks for, and the earth swallows up Korach v'Hadasso, and understandably, the second half of the parsha deals with the matonos, the gifts that go to the Levium, because the whole idea was to substantiate Aaron uvanav, each one in their most respectable position, and they are to be maintained and supported. So you have the mitzvah of Maaser, giving one-tenth to Mr. Cohen. I'm sorry, to Mr. Levi, excuse me. And Mr. Levi himself has to give, as we find in this week's parsha at the end, Trumas Maaser. He has to give a tenth of his Maaser to Mr. Cohen. I want to focus on one of the other gifts that go to Mr. Cohen, and that is the gift of Pidyon HaBen. Now, first I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Rabbi Aaron Goldscheider, for his fourth Sefer. This one is called Torah United, whereby in two volumes he brings on every parsha the teachings of Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and other Hasidic masters. So in his Sefer this week on Parshas Korach, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who gives a very interesting insight into the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We know Torah teaches firstborn son, Peterechem, that breaks the mother's womb, and therefore if the mother had a caesarean firstborn baby boy, there is no Pidyon HaBen, and if mommy or daddy are either or Kohen Levi, she's a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, if there's a girl first. So it's not a very common mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. But what's it all about? So I'd like to package it in my own words, but this is the beautiful idea of Rav Soloveitchik, and that is as follows. The Rav begins by teaching us, remember everybody, the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Rishon Bashabbos is Tehillim Chav Dalid, whereby in the 24th chapter of Tehillim, David HaMelech begins Lashem Oretz Umloa Tevil V'Yoshveva, literally capital E, and I mean capital, everything belongs to Hashem. Okay, now how does the Torah communicate that? So remember, Rav Hirsch teaches that the Torah always teaches in the extreme. So we all know that at the end of Parshas Vayera in Bereshis, the Torah tells us in chapter Chaf Beis, chapter 22, we have the story of the Akedah. Unbelievable. Now, Kach noz bincho shechidcho sherahavta. Avram Avinu is told to take his one and only Yitzchak that he and Sarah have been waiting for. He, pshuto kemashmo, 100, and she, 90 years. And now that he's 36, 37 years old, nu haleu sham le'ola, give him as an offering. So what is the message, says the Rav of the Akedah? The message is that the Torah is teaching us that there's no such thing as a gift from Hashem. You and I might think it's a gift from Hashem, but let's define the word gift. A gift is something that right now I have it. It's mine. A moment in the future, what am I going to do with this object? I'm going to give it to you. When I give it to you, it no longer belongs to me. It now belongs to you. That's it. And like, forgive me, the children say, no backseats. What does that mean? I can't take it back. It's not mine anymore. Yes, until now it was mine. But what does that have to do with the fact that it's now yours? There's no such thing as a gift. What does that mean? Hashem gives us, but still we know he's Kone Akol. It still belongs to him. And at any moment, he can take it away. How am I being taught that? Whoa! Avram and Sarah get the greatest gift, and then all of a sudden, Kach noz bincha, shechidcha, sherahavta, v'aleihu sham li'ola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, gave it to you, but ultimately it's his. It was yours for safekeeping. It's not yours. It's not a gift. It's his. Ah, so now listen very sharply to how the Rav understood it. Then in reality, next time you go to a Pidyon HaBen, what are you doing? It's a virtual restaging of Akedas Yitzchak. How so? The mommy and daddy at the Pidyon HaBen are really Avram and Sarah. And it's interesting. In the Ashkenazi community, the mommy takes a bit of a back seat at the formal ceremony of the Pidyon. Mr. Cohen at the Pidyon HaBen doesn't really ask mommy any questions. He asks the Abba, my boy is Tvei, v'chulu, v'chulu. But in the Sephardi community, the Kohen talks to the mommy. Are you a Jewish woman? Are you is the mother your baby? Good. So we have Avram and Sarah in the form of the parents. And the baby, 31st day and onward, plays the role of Yitzchak. And the Kohen is standing in Kavayochol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the five silver coins are comparable to the Ayil Achar, Nechaz Bisvach Karnov, the ram that Avraham sees immediately after he performs the Akedah, that he offers the ram instead. Whoa! So by reenacting the Akedah at the Pidyon HaBen, what are the parents doing? The parents are reliving the most powerful message that's being taught to them. They just received what they thought was a precious gift. No, I'm sorry. It is a most precious pikodon. What does that mean? Hashem entrusted them with the most precious object in this world, a human being, a child. But this child belongs ultimately to Hashem. The Rav brought the famous Midrash in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, the story of Bruria, the wife of Rav Meir, the mother of two sons with Rev Meir, and the boys, Lo Aleinu, died on Shabbos. She covered them up, hid them. All Shabbos, Rev Meir was asking, where are my boys? Where are my boys? So she kept making up excuses where they were. He made Avdallah. She did not want to ruin his Shabbos. A very important lesson for all of us. It should never, never, God forbid, ever happen. But if we have sad, tragic news on Shabbos, don't share it with anybody. Nothing can be done. Learn from Bruria. She covers the boys. After Shabbos, after Avdallah, Reb Meir asks his wife, Nunu, where are they? So she says, I have a problem. Somebody entrusted me with a pikodon, and now they want it back. What should I do? He answered, you have to give it back. She then took him to where the boys were. This, said the Rav, is the powerful lesson of Pidyon HaBen. Hashem entrusts us with a pikodon. Now listen carefully. Too much, too often, have I seen this. A father, tell me his history. Well, his history was, maybe he played too much ball. Maybe he wasn't serious enough in school. The father wanted to be, and you fill in the blank. The doctor, the lawyer, the Indian chief, you fill in the blank. But he never made it. My son, you're going to be just what I didn't become, this is what you're going to become. So all the pressure on the son, come in and do your homework and learn in the basics. No, if it's unfortunately to compensate for the father's deficiency, ouch. You're not going to have a successful son. Listen to the words of Shlomo HaMelech. Chanuch Hanar al pi darko. What does that mean? Educate the child in accordance with their, T-H-E-I-R, not yours, father, but their nature. Cultivate their nature, that they should serve Hashem with their proper character, with their gifts from Hashem. Oh, what a very different child that's going to be. What a very different parent you're going to be. So much positivism comes forth after the negativity of Korach in this week's parsha. Not an easy challenge to be a parent, but remember the Ramban on the Akedah. Hashem doesn't give us tests that we can't pass. Shabbat Shalom to all.